Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Chav Tes. We're starting Chav Ches Amid Beis. The last two lines where the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Nachman, Zoyama de Shimsha Koshi Mishimsha. What are we referring to? You remember back in the Mishnah yesterday, we learned that one time they shechted the Karmet Tomid Shul Shachar. They were sure that it was already daybreak, only to find out a few minutes later that in fact the sun had not been shining, but it really was the moon that was shining. And then, because of that, the Gemara said, how is that possible? After all, the rays of the moon go directly up ahead, up above. Masha Enkin, the rays of the sun disperse and spread out. So how could you make such a mistake? So the Gemara said, it's talking about that it was on a Yoim HaMu'unan. Yoim HaMu'unan means it was a cloudy day. Since it was a cloudy day, you couldn't really see the sun that properly, you couldn't really see the moon that properly, but rather, in between cracks, between one cloud and the other, you saw some light, and so therefore, it was easy to go and make that mistake, that instead of sunlight, it was really moonlight. Based on that, Rav Papa said, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, Shema Mino Yoyma De'eva Kulei Shimsha. Although it appears to be a cloudy day, there's really a lot of sun behind those clouds. And the Gemara told us 2.5 minutes why he shared that thought with us. So based on that, Amr Rav Nachman continues this inyan, Zoyamo de Shimsha Koshi Mishimsha. What means Zoyamo de Shimsha? If you look at Rashi, about 12 lines from the bottom, Zoyamo de Shimsha, Oise Choyim Shal Yoyim HaMu'unan. The heat that is emitted by the clouds, by the sun, on a cloudy day, is even worse than the rays that come from the sun directly. Well, what do you mean? The Simanach of the Gemara says, I give you a simen, dana dechala. Dana dechala means a container of vinegar. What's the mnemonic? What is the simen of vinegar? So if you look at the Rashi again, Rashi is about 10 lines at the bottom. Dana dechala, shepia sosum yafi. You have a bottle, a container of vinegar, where you have sealed it very tightly. Shloyetze rechai, so that the scent, the smell, the stench, whichever way you like to think of it, of the vinegar should not come out of the bottle. And the yitloish and the yachloish, and then it'll become schwach, become weaker. Ukshata noikim neck of cotton. What happens if you would go and make a small little puncture in the cap, for instance? Then yoitze shamrea chozak mioid. Then you'll smell it because it comes out really strong and pungent. Because of the fact that the sun is concealed, and its heat is contained, where it's able to go and peer through the cracks between the various clouds, then it comes on very, very strong. So therefore, that's why the Gemara gave that type of example, that it's like the vinegar, where you make a small little hole, and then it comes out in a very strong reyach. Here too, the small little holes in between the clouds emit these very strong sun rays.
Is zoma also can be used for like pollution or for...
Yes, not in this connection, but typically yes. The word zoma can be pollution, it could be dirt, it could be something which is dirty, something which is schmutzig.
Polluted,
correct. But here that's not the connotation. Next, Shavriri de Shimsha Koshi Mishimsha. Shavriri is it's an Aramaic term which means Chas V'Sholom becoming blind. And what it's saying is that you are susceptible to becoming blind if you look at the sun, which is piercing and peering through the clouds, even more than if you're just looking at the normal, regular sun.
Blinded by the light.
But normally, if you look at the sun, Chas V'Sholom, you could also become blinded. But here, particularly, if you look at the sun when it's just coming through those cracks between the clouds, it could be worse, because we just said now that the sun coming through those cracks in the clouds could be stronger than the regular sun itself. The simonech and the simon is dilfa. Rashi says dilfa means dilaf. And you have raindrops which are falling on a person. That could be worse than if a person is immersing himself totally in a body of water. In other words, they have an expression, Chinese torture. They have a little drop, or drip, drip, drip. If you look at the last Rashi, the simonech tilfa, koshet, the laf, hayurid ala odam, a drop that is dripping, drip, 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 on a person, is worse or can be worse mishem nichnas kol guf l'mayim. So here too, that small amount of sun that is peering through the various clouds, that could be worse than if you had the full sun intact. And then you have here hurei avera koshme avera. Thinking about avera could be worse than the avera itself. The top Rashi says the avera that we're talking about in particular is taibas noshim, thinking about women, is koshim, that can be worse, lahakush as psore yoiser megufay shlomaisa. That could be worse than the actual commission of the avera. Now obviously we don't mean that it's worse than the avera in terms of the punishment. The punishment for the avera is if a person chas v'shalom lived with an eishes ish, then of course that's loisinov, that's one of the aseret hadibros. Thinking about it is not a nice thing, but it doesn't rise to that level in terms of the punishment. So this is a little bit interesting. What exactly does the Gemara mean? Well, first let's just see what the siman is. The simonech reicha debisra. Means Reich the Bisra, says the second line of the Rashi. Hamariach boset tzli, if a person is smelling the delicious aroma of roasted meat and he's not able to eat from that meat, koshalei reach ma'oid shemisavala. He has that tremendous taiva which he cannot control, he's not able to eat it, he really feels, hey, halavaya could eat that meal, it really smells so good. Oh, I'm my tremendous desire. So there too, by the Aveira, he has this tremendous desire, Chas v'Shalom, to be over this Aveira. This could be worse than the Aveira. The Maritz Chayis in the back of the Gemara brings from the Rambam in the Moirin Nevuchim, that the Rambam Moirin Nevuchim explains that the body of a person is composed naturally of many different organs, many different Eivorim, but in particular, the king of the body of a person is his head. And therefore, says the Maritz Chayis, again, b'shem the Rabbah Moir Nevuchim, if there would be a merida, if there's a rebellion against the king, then it's worse if it's one of the major ministers in the in the king's cabinet, as opposed to if it happens to be just a bunch of slaves. Slaves are just slaves, so they're making a merida. It's much worse if some of the noblemen, some of the ministers, some of the high influential officials, if they make that type of merida. So here too, all the organs of the body are, if they commit an aveir, it's terrible. But the seichel, which is the king of the body, it's the nobility of the body, that's the rochnius of the body, if that goes and makes a merida, it's much, much worse, and therefore hilhurei aveira, in that sense, is koshem aveira. Anyway, continuing on, shiloi dekaita kasha mikaita. The warmth that you experience at the very end of the summer can be worse than the heat that you experience earlier on in the summer. Now, why is that? Usually at the end of the summer it starts cooling off. But Rashi says the reason is because when a person's body is already accustomed to a lot of heat, even if the outside air is not that hot, nevertheless it supports or feeds on the body heat from the body that's used to the heat of the summer. So let's look at the Rashi, third line. Shiloi dekaita, elu shu seif hakai, it's kosher mikaita. It could be worse than the rest of the summer. Kosher choymoi mi choyma kait shu tamuz. The tamuz is really when it's really, really hot. It's in the middle of July. Why is beginning of September worse than July? Says Rashi, lefisha kvar nischamim kol ha'avir. All of the air and the environment has become very, very hot throughout the summer. The guf ha'briyois b'choim ha'kayit she'over olav tamid is mischamim hu'ata b'choim kal umazikai. Because throughout the summer you're used to an intense heat that you've been feeling throughout July and August. So even though now it's the end of August, beginning of September, all you need is a little bit of a short little heat wave, and that could be much more mazik than heat throughout the summer, because there the heat is trying to conquer the normal body coldness, if you will. Here, the heat is just adding to and feeding off of the heat that is already there in the body throughout the summer. Says Imara, what's the simon? Simonech tanura shigira. Tanura shigira means a heated up oven. That if this oven was already heated up once or twice today, and now you want to heat it up a third time, it's going to be much easier to go and heat up the oven because of the fact that it's used to the heat. And you won't need that much fuel to go and heat it. So see it here too, in El, you don't need that much heat to go and heat up a body because the person's already heated up throughout the summer. Ishta distav kasha midakaita. The Ishta also means heat, but here in particular it means a fever. A fever that a person has this stuff during the winter months is worse than a fever that the person has during the summer months. The simonich and the simon is tanura karira. What means tanura karira? That's obviously a cold oven. To go and heat up a cold oven, you need much more in terms of fuel and wood to go and heat up the oven, because after all, it's been cold until now. To warm up this oven, you have to go and bring lots of fuel, lots of wood. So the same thing is when it's in the middle of the winter, when the body is accustomed to be, relatively speaking, cold. If there's a fever, that fever had to go and conquer the natural cold aspects of the body. So therefore, it's a much more intense fever than during the summer, where the body's already heated up from before, so it's not that difficult for the fever to go and conquer the body, because the body is used to being hot, so you only need to add a little bit more heat to become feverish. It's more difficult to go and learn something old which you have learned already in the past, and from which Rashi says you've been mesiach das. You've kind of already forgotten about it. To try to relearn it is more difficult than something which is brand new. Brand new has a special gishmak to it, learning a chidush, and therefore it's easier to learn. But something which you've already learned in the past, which you've forgotten about, to try to rekindle your interest becomes a little bit more difficult, more of an uphill battle. The simonach and the simon is tina bar tina. If you are trying to go and create cement, it's easier if you're starting off with brand new ingredients and you mix them together and you make your cement, rather than if you have old cement and now you're trying to crush it into old pieces, into small pieces, and add water to it to make a ganze chulen, to make new cement out of it. That's going to be much more difficult. It's much easier to start off with your brand new sand or clay or whatever you use, add the water, make the cement, rather than trying to take old cement and to rehabilitate and resuscitate. Okay, with this we've concluded all of those mnemonics, the simonim, and we go back now to what we were talking about yesterday. Now, what we were talking about yesterday, again, the halach of Rebbe. The Rebbe said that the timar shalavona, that is the rays that are emitted by the moon, they just go straight up. Masha'enkin, the rays of the sun tend to disperse and scatter in various directions. What's the makor of Rebbe? The chassid says in the pasuk, "Lamnatzech ala yelas hashachar mizmor de David." Ma ayola zu karnea mafzilois lekan ulekan. Just like the ayola, ayola is a female deer. In fancy English, it's called a hind. H-I-N-D. Karneha mafzilois. Its horns spread out in all types of different directions. Av shachazeh mafzil lekan ulekan. Also, the sun in the morning also spreads out in all directions. Rashi quickly points out that the reference to the ayola having karnea mafzilois is not absolutely accurate, because ayola is the female hind as opposed to the male. It's the male that has the karnayim and not the female. So really it should be referring to the ayol. But because of the fact that the pasuk is referring to the ayola sashachar, that's why the Gemara builds on the ayola having karnea mafzilois, but it's lav dafka, it's really referring to the male version of the ayola. So just like over there, its horns, if you've ever seen the horns of the deer, sometimes they're very, very pretty, very, very handsome, and they grow in all directions. It's the same thing by Shachar, the sun in the morning also spreads out and scatters in all directions. Over Zeta, Lama Nimshila Esther Li Ayala. Back in the Sechus Megillah, it tells us about Esther Amalka, that she's compared to Ayala. What does it say over there? It says over there specifically that Esther, on the day that she was supposed to go to Achashverosh to plead the case on behalf of the Jewish people, after everybody fasted for 3 days, everybody remembers the story in the Megillah. So Esther, as she was walking towards the king, she had to pass through a room which was called the Beis Hatzlamim. Beis Hatzlamim, of course, there were statues and idols over there. And when she walked through there, she felt that the Shechinah left. And if you continue on in that same kapitel of Lamnatzeach, Ala Yelas Hashachar Mizmor LeDavid, the pasuk continues after that, Keili Keili Lama Azavtani, that Esther Malka said, uh-oh, the Shechin is no longer with me, I'm afraid I'm going to go to Achashverosh and I'm going to be a dead dog, or at least a dead queen. And
Or a dead hind,
exactly. So that's why the Gemara says that she was, that this tefillah, she was mispalled the keli keli lomar daftani. And although the capital begins referring to Ayala Sashacha, this is really a pseudonym. It's really referring to Esther Hamalka. So now the question is, why is Esther compared to the Ayala Sashachar? Zokti Yimara, Umar Abzeh, Lam Nimshala, Esra, Le Ayala, Lo Yimarlach, Ma Ayala Rachoma Tsar, Vachaviva Bala, Kol Shoa Vishoa, Kishoa Rishoina. When it comes to the Ayala, its canal in which the male Ayala, Ayol, lives with a female Ayeles or Ayala, that happens to be a very narrow canal, and therefore it's Chaviva Bala, the husband, meaning the male version, is very happy to go and have Bia, to have relations with its female mate. And this is continuous because of the fact that it's Chometzar, and therefore it's a pleasant experience. The love that Achashverosh had for Esther was very intense, and even many, many months and years later, he still had that chavivus at like the very beginning. So that's why Esther is compared to Anayala in that respect. Because after all, if we're saying Lamnatzeach al Ayeles HaShachar, that this is referring to Esther, so both the Ayeles part is referring to Esther, and the Shachar is referring to Esther. So why is Esther compared to Shachar? Lemelach Mashachar Sif Kol Alayla, just like Shachar is in the morning, that's the end of the night. Af Esther Sif Kol Anisim. So the Megillas Esther is a recitation of the final ness that happened to Klal Yisrael in the times of Tanakh. But Hanukkah happened subsequent to the Megillah to Esther. So isn't that Seif Kol Anisim, that the Chashmonaim were victorious? After all, we're talking about Tamein Bat Oyin, Rabbi Bi'am Be'atim, Shoim Bi'at Tzadikim, Zeim Bi'at Tzadikim, Secha, a tremendous ness of Hanukkah. And he had the burning Hanukkah oil for 8 days. That's Chagreis Ness. So tomorrow, Nitna Dikos of Kamrin. What I'm talking about is a ness that was permitted to be included as part of the Sifrei Tanakh, and we know Megillas Esther is one of the Sifrei Tanakh, but the Megillas Antiochus is not one of the Sifrei Tanakh. It has historical importance, but nevertheless, doesn't rise to the level of being one of the Tanakh. And therefore, when we say Seif Kol Anisim, we mean Seif Kol Anisim that was incorporated in Tanakh. In fact, there happens to be a big machloikis whether Esther's Megillas Esther was incorporated as part of Tanakh. There are those that hold that the Megillas Esther is not part of Tanakh. You're asking, what difference does it make? Yo, nish, nish, yo. No, it's a grace enough kimina. Because Rashi brings from the Sechtes Megillah, according to Mandiyama, that holds that Megillah was incorporated as part of Tanakh and becomes part of the Kislei HaKodesh, and then it's Metame Es HaYadai. As we learned back in Masechtas Shavuos, that one of the 19 gzeiros that they made, the Gabi Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, was that Stam Yadayim become Tame, and that if a Yadayim touch the Klav of Kislei HaKodesh, it becomes Tame. So, bottom line is the Din of Tumas Yadayim. That being the case, it's only if it's Kislei HaKodesh. If it just happens to be a historical work, even though it's hundreds and thousands of years old, it's not Metame Es HaYadayim. So that's why it's an afkimin al halacha, whether it's considered to be one of the Sifrei Tanakh or not. So according to that man, the Omer, that Esther was loinit likosev, is ma'ikalamemus. So what's pshat in the posik that Esther is compared to Shachar? Until now we said it's because it's Seif Kol Anisim, just like Shachar is Seif Kol Alayla, Esther and Megillas Esther Seif Kol Anisim. But if you're telling me that it's not part of Tanakh, then it's just like Megillas Antiochus, just like Hanukkah. So neither of them are part of Tanakh. So why is this Shachar Seif Kol Anisim? Says Zimor, you're right. According to that Mandi Omer, we're going to use Shachar for a different drasha. Moikim Lekar Bin Yomim Bar Yefes Omer Blozer, the Omer Bin Yomim Bar Yefes Omer Blozer. Lo Amanim Shul Tvilosin Shel Tzadikim Ki Ayeles. After all, this Lam Natzeach Al Ayeles HaShachar Mizvah Zavet Kevi Kevi Lam Aftani. This has been used by Tzadikim throughout the generations as a tefillah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and save Klal Yisrael. So in which respect Lo Amanim Shul Tvilosin Shel Tzadikim Ki Ayeles? What is the common denominator? What's the parallel? As this ayol gets older and older, then the karnayim, the horns, continue to get wider and bigger and spread and larger, etc. Tzadikim, the more that they are marbetzila, then tefilos and nishmas, then the tefillah is heard even more. So when a person davens, even if he doesn't get an immediate response, he shouldn't think, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in my tefillah. No, no, no. You just have to keep on calling and keep on being mispalel.
You may be on hold.
Exactly. Maybe on hold. Exactly right. So tefillah says, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the tefillah of all the tzaddikim, just like the karnayim of the ayol keep on spreading and sprouting. Here too, the tefillah will emit shambi niskal.
But Esther went in the morning to see Achashverosh. Ayel says shachar. It sounded, the pshat is, she's Ayel who went in the morning to see Achashverosh. It's you don't need the drasha of of so-called nisim. It's pshat as she went in the morning.
Okay, that's the parsha pshat. And what I want to know if there's some sort of drash. Why does it have to tell us in the morning? And if she went in the afternoon, would it make a difference to you and me? No, whenever she went, she went. So presumably we're chakas to teach us some sort of lesson. Okay, so with this we've concluded this Lagarata, and we go back to our Mishnah now. Now, our Mishnah was written in a very interesting way. We go back to the Mishnah for a moment, back on Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara told, the Mishnah started off, that when it comes to Zman Shechita, then they ask the fellow on top of the roof, tell us, is it lit up yet? So he says, Barkoi, Herpenei Kol Mizrach, Ad Chevron, etc., etc. Then why was all of this necessary? So the reason why it was necessary is because of the fact that one time they made a big boo-boo, and they shechted the carbon tamid prematurely. As a result, it was possible, and as a result, they had to take the base of Sreifa. And then the Mishnah continues on, three lines from the bottom, Hayridu Kohen Gadol Lebeis HaTvila, that after this, they took the Kohen Gadol to Toivol, Zeakal, Yimimitish, etc. So the Gemara assumes that this is telling us a historical account that after this carbon tamid was discovered to be possible because it was shechted by mistake too early and it was still night, so then the Kohen Gadol went to Beis HaTvila. And the one wants to know, what's the relationship between one and the other? Was the Kohen Gadol standing there? Was he the one that shechted it prematurely? I mean, why are we putting these two together? Something more famous. When did this occur? Ilay Mishari Moshe Shana. This occurred throughout the year on a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not Yom Kippur. Leisagi Delav Kohen Gadol. So why would the Kohen Gadol be standing there at the time of the shechting of the Karm Tam Shoshachar? It wasn't his daily affair or his daily avoider. The Kohen Gadol essentially didn't have to do avoider the whole year if he didn't want to. He could do avoider every single day, and he can go and take a mana baroish, and he can do avoider baroish. He can go and say, I want to do this tamid, and I want to do it. 100%, he can do that. And he can go and trounce everybody else, supersede everybody else that's there. Of course, on Yom Kippur, all the avoiders with the Kohen Gadol. But throughout the year, the Kohen Gadol didn't have any particular special role that we should say, after the Shechita of the Karm Tamid, which was done, Bipsol, let's go, the Kohen Gadol should go in Teufel. Well, what's the connection? Elochai, we're talking about it's B'yoyim HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur. Ah, so this whole story occurred on Yom Kippur, and after the Shechita was over, they said, uh-oh, we made a boo-boo, it's still too early, and now we took the Kohen Gadol down to Teufel. Do you have the Ma'or Lavona that time of the month? The Ma'or Lavona L'Choira, that it should, the article brings, that at the end of the lunar month, that's the time that the moon rises. I always thought that the sun rises and the sun sets. I wasn't aware that the moon rises. But I guess the moon rises too. And the moon rises at the end of the month, and therefore you could mistake the Oyer HaLavona for the Oyer HaChama. For the 10th day of the month, there is no rising of the moon, and so therefore, l'chor, this is inappropriate that this should happen on Yom Kippur. Everything Gemara, you're absolutely right. Hachi kamar, for b'yom HaKippurim ki omer parik parkoi, hayridu kohen gadol lebeis HaTvila. In other words, these are two separate things. One is not related to the other. The only relationship is the fact that they started to go and check the Karban Tamid at the time when they said Barak Barkoi, go and check whether it's lit up on the horizon, and the person went on top and he called down, he says, yeah, it is lit up, it's not lit up, and at that same time, that was generally more or less the time that they would go and take the Kohen Gadol to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. So therefore, all of the Mishnah, it's not talking about a one single occurrence, it's really just telling you the parallel in terms of the timing, that the timing of the Karban Tamid on a daily basis was typically the same time that the Kohen Gadol would go to the Tvila on Yom Kippur. Zokti Gemara, Toni Avua Dereb Oven. Okay, so now we're going to go a little bit into Hilchois Psul, of bringing a korban at night. Not only in the case where you go and shecht a korban prematurely at night does it become possible, you have to take it to the Beis HaSreifah. That the same thing would apply to a Malika Sa'if. As you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shechita Sa'if, there was only Malika Sa'if. Malika means that you do it with your thumb in the back of the neck of the oif, which is one of the avoidus kashish of a Mikdash. So if a Kohen by accident went and did a Malika Sa'if during the night instead of during the day, it becomes possible. Ukemitzas mincha balayla. If they took out the kmitza from the mincha, right? You had a mincha inside a container. The kohen puts his hand in, he takes out the three fingers, the kmitza, the komets of the mincha. If afterwards he discovers he did it at night, tisarev, then both these karbanis, the malikas oif and the kmitzas mincha, would be possible, and you have to take it out of the basis reif.
What's the chiddush? These are all parallel to Shechita. What's the chiddush?
You're asking, what's the chiddush? Yomar is going to say, why? I can understand why oilas oif. That's exactly a parallel to Shechita. Shechita and Malika, same thing, so of course. Ela koimet nehadra v'neheder v'nikmetza. Why don't we just put it back? Remember, we had the same type of inyan yesterday in the Gemara, 2 days ago. When you had the Zohar that was Masad of the Maroch, or you put the Shteigis Ve'etzim, says the Gemara, Ketzer the Waisa, Parka, Bechoizet, Besaidra. He just takes it apart and puts it back together again. So here too, all you have to do with the Kemitza is put it back in the original container in which you had the Mincha, where you still have the Shiraim, just put it back, wait another few minutes until it'll be daybreak, and do it again. And so therefore you see there is a Chiddush after all.
Yeah, yeah.
By the fact that it says Tisarev means it's now irrevocable, irremediable. Why? There's a very simple remedy. Nahadra, put it back in the old Kli, then head of an Igmitza, be a mama, and do a new Kemitza a few minutes later during the day. He is the one that originally brought this price, and he is now explaining it. The klishores in which you put the kmita is mekadoshet afilus shaloi bizmanai. What does that mean? What it means is that by putting it into the klishores, how does it work with the karb mincha? The karb mincha is inside your kli. You go and take the kmitza, and now when you take the kmitza, it's not that the kohen takes the kohenitz in his fingers and he goes all the way up to the mizbeach and puts it on the marocha, but rather he puts it into a brand new kli, in a second kli. That second kli gives it a din of kedusha saguf. Since it has now kedusha saguf, and you did it at night, it's akin to going and shechting an animal or doing a malika sa'oif during the night. It's mekadesh with a kedusha sakuf. It was done improperly, and you cannot just simply put it back into the original kli because it became kodosh and it was mekadesh the shirayim. Let's see Rashi's second line from the top. Kli shor is mekadesh loy bezmanay. Da koimitz toin matan kli. The kmitz you have to put into a new kli. Bekimin shekidesh ha koimitz bekli. Since you put into a kli shoris and now becomes holy, it becomes now kodosh. L'shem koimitz ein achoyzel liyos tevel kemimcha. You cannot now change the clock and turn the clock back and say, let's put it together with the shirayim and let's reconstitute the original mincha. By the fact that even though the shirayim wasn't placed into a new kli, but the kmitza was. So by default, whatever is the kmitza is the kmitza, whatever is left over is the shirayim. So just like the koimitz became niskadish to be put onto the mizbeach, and in this case, unfortunately, at night, and therefore it's possible, so too the shirayim similarly become niskadish because they shirayim of that kmitza. So bottom line is, this is irrevocable. You cannot go and put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Even though I might have thought that a klisharis is only mekadesh during the day, because after all, there's no such thing as kmitz at night. So you're putting into the klisharis, I would think it's not valid. It doesn't do anything. No, no, no. It does affect that this korban mincha becomes possible. Frank the Marmei, say Chabakash. Zeaklau. Mishnah Mesechta Smura. Shteitot Nigmar Zeaklau. Kol HaKorev B'yoyim kodesh b'yayim. Anything that you bring during the day, you can be mekadesh during the day. What is that referring to? So look at the Rashi, fourth line, kalakar b'yayim kigoyin hamenochos, or levoina, or dam, or k'toiris. All of these things are brought during the day, right? You put the mincha on the mizbeach during the day, and the levoina you put on, and the dam, zrikas adam, the k'toiris you makter during the day. All of these things you do during the day. So kodesh b'chlisharis b'yoyim, the kadesh kedushas aguf. When will the klisharis effect a kedushas aguf in the carbon? If you do it during the day. Aha. Kolakar b'yoyim, whatever is roi to be brought during the day, if you put it to klisharis, kodesh b'yoyim, the klisharis is effective to be mekadesh during the day. V'kolakar b'layla, and now both the Bach and the Ranjburg go and take out a bunch of words, and they say that that's what Rashi means to say as well, even though Rashi, it's not crystal clear, but that's how they interpret the Rashi. So kolakar b'yoyim, kodesh b'yoyim, v'kolakar b'layla, skip about a line of text, is kodesh bein bayoyim uvein balayla. Something that you bring at night, the klisharis will be mekadesh both during the day and during the night. You're wondering, what would you put into klisharis at night to be makriv at night? Says Rashi, it's referring to the minchos haminiskeim kimdubar. Just like we've had a mincha, minchas tesochet, doesn't have to be brought the same day. You can even bring it 10 days later. So Gemara dash and the chasan eskema filled balayla. If you brought a carbon oila during the day, lemoshul, and you did not have a chance to bring the carbon mincha sesachim that accompanies that carbon, bring it at night is also good. And therefore, since it can be brought at night, you can go and put into klisharis to be mekadesh it, to be makdash it even during the night.
Why are we going all the way to Yayin and Nesachim? We had earlier that the Tomid was the pieces were put on klisharis and put on the kevesh, right? And rested there, and they were kosher kol laila. So we have the hesef v'netuach, the pieces of the korban can even be in a klisharis, and they're kosher at night. Why are we going from zvachim to Nesachim?
We're talking about whether you can effect kedushas haguf during the night on a carbon which didn't have kedusha until now. It has kedusha because the fact that you makdish the animal before you shechted it, you makdish it for karm chatas, to karm oiler, to karm whatever it was, so you already gave it the kedusha by calling it whatever name you gave it, and then of course the fact that you continued with the shechita and the zrika sadam, etc.
It's already way past the moment of inflection.
Right. Okay. Well, here we're talking about that it didn't get kedusha yet, and I'm trying to instill kedusha into this kar mincha. How does a mincha get kedusha? By putting two klisharis. What Agamor is telling us is that if the mincha that you're talking about is not a normal, regular mincha that you bring for an adava or even for a chayva, but rather if it's a minchas nesachim, that minchas nesachim, since it can be brought even during the night, the klisharis can be mekadesh it even during the night to give it a din of kedusha sagof. But now all of that is really as an aside, because the important reason why we're bringing this mishnah is for the first halacha, and that is kolakar b'yoyim, something that you makriv solely during the day. Is kodesh b'yoyim gets its kedusha solely during the day. That being the case, ketoni mi es kolakar b'yoyim kodesh b'yoyim mashva b'yoyim in v'layla loy. So over here we're talking about a person who wanted to bring a regular karban mincha, not a mincha sesachim, a regular karban mincha. How do I know we're talking about a regular karban mincha, not a mincha sesachim? Because a mincha sesachim is kula kolul on the mizbeach. It's only a regular mincha that you do a kmitza. So this person did a kmitza during the night, thinking that it was already daylight, not realizing that there was tons of moon rays and moonlight as opposed to sunlight. So he did it at night. So the Gemara said on the Omer Aleph, said this man, Reb Ovin, he said that it becomes totally possible and it has to go to the basis Reifa. So we asked, why? Why don't you just put it back into the original Kli and do a new Kemitza when it becomes daybreak? That's an easy fix. And the Gemara said, no, because the Kli Shoris is Mekadish, the Kemitza, even during the night, even Shulei Bezmanai. You just said now in the Mishnah, Zehaklal kolakorev beyoyim kodesh beyoyim. Anything that you're makrev during the day, now we're talking about the kmitza, you got to be makrev during the day, it only gets kedushas aguf from the klisharis during the day. Soy bazoy, the fact that you put the kmitza into klishoris, if it was still night, nothing happens. It's gornish. Since this is a carbon that you makar by yoin, it only gets kedushas aguf in a klishoris by yoin. So the chayra, I don't understand that vua dirabav. Chayra go to kash. Every day gemara. Dilma in a kodesh li karev av a kodesh li posel. Even though that Mishnah says, kol se haklal kol a karev b'yoyim, kodesh b'yoyim, then anything that you're makrev during the day gets kedusha in the klisharis during the day, solely and exclusively during the day. That is if you want the kedusha to have a positive effect, to be able to go and bring this as a karev. So, how does it get a positive effect? By putting it into the klisharis. That klisharis can only give the kedusha if it's during the day. However, to establish negativity, to make it a disqualified carbon, that you can even have at night. And that's what we're having over here by our kmitza. That this kmitza he wanted to bring during the day. He went and put the kmitza into klisharis, thank you. He put into klisharis at night. So although that night kedusha is not enough to give it the validity and the kedusha and the sanctity of a full-fledged carbon, but it's enough to go and passel the carbon. Uh-huh. And how does this carbon become passel? Says Rashi, because once you put it into the klisharis, now you should bring it now for a kmitz and put it on the marach.
Kind of nitcha.
Yeah, exactly. But you cannot go and do that at this time because it's the middle of the night. So you're going to have to wait until daybreak. It's going to become posel belina, just like if you didn't go and put on the hekta chalom nevorim kol alayla, by the next morning it becomes posel belina. Here too, if you didn't put the kmitza on the mizbeach, you can't put it on at night because it's an avodas yoy. So you can only do it in the next morning. Yeah, but the problem is that you already mekadesh it at night. So normally I would say, well, there's no kedusha kol akar biyoyim kadosh biyoyim. Now, yes, somebody says taka to make an effective carbon, you have to be mekadesh inside the klisharis during the day. However, to make it an ineffective carbon, to disqualify the carbon, the klisharis does a good job even at night. So therefore, it will become disqualified. Frank the Gemara. Azay, Masv Reb Zeira, Sidra Salechem Yisab Zichen, Achre Shabbos, Vehikter Yisab Zichen, Bishabbos, Psula, Ketzin Yasa, Yanichem Leshabbos Abba, Shafilu Omdal Vishulchan, Yomim Rabim, Ein Bekachklam. Now the word doesn't really tell us the full background. Obviously there was some major boo-boo over here, because normally the Kahanim are Mesada the Lechem every single Shabbos, and as they are removing the old Lechem upon him, simultaneously they're putting on the new lechem upon him, so that it should be al shulchan tamid. It's supposed to be there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So whenever they remove the old lechem upon him, they put on the brand new one. For some reason or other, they were mesada the lechem and the bezichen after the Shabbos. In other words, on Sunday. Okay. Now, to be matir the lechem for achila to the kahanim, you have to go and be makter the shnei bezichel levoina on Shabbos Kodesh, and you remove them on Shabbos. But there's one requirement that we don't normally focus on, because under normal circumstances you put the lechem upon him on Shabbos, and then 7 days later you take it off him, zicha levoina, and then you take the lechem upon him and you divide it up between the mishma and nichlas, mishma yoytze. You know, we had the whole discussion about the 12, whether it's 6 and 6, 7 and 5. Exactly. The whole discussion we had earlier. And then if the Kohen Gadol comes on the scene, huh, that makes it even a little bit more complicated. And then if you have the Mishmor HaMis'akev, because they came early, came late, because of Yom Tov and Shabbos, which would be a situation this year, since Shavuos is on Sunday night, so you might have Kohanim that say, I can't come at the last moment to Matzah Shabbos Sunday, I'm already going to come for Shabbos. Then you have the Mishmor HaMis'akev. Okay, but we're getting off the subject. So getting back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara says, what happens if for some reason you misad the lechem not on Shabbos, you misad it, for instance, on Sunday. Okay, what happens now? The next Shabbos, you are makta to the bezichen like you normally would. Says the Gemara, no, that's no good. No good. Because to be matir the lechem by being makter the bezicha levoina, it's got to be on for a minimum of Shabbos to Shabbos, for a minimum of 7 days. So if you only put it on Sunday, you only had it there for 6 days. So what do I do? Says Imar, there's only a problem as a minimum number of days, but there's no problem of a maximum number of days. So what you can do is, Ketzed Yasa, Yani Chenu l'Shabbos Abba. Don't take it off. Don't be makter the bezichen, the first Shabbos. You have, they put the lechem on this Sunday, yesterday, they put on the lechem together with the bezichin on the lechem on the shulchan. Now, what they normally would do is next Shabbos go and take the bezichin levoina and be makter them. So the Gemara, no, don't do that. Leave the lechem there. Leave the bezichin levoina there until when? Not until Sunday. Sunday is not the day to go and be makter bezichin levoina. Wait another Shabbos. So what's going to happen is that the lechem upon him is going to be on the shulchan for 13 days. Instead of being your normal Shabbos to Shabbos, it's going to be from Sunday through Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Okay, the Shabbos. But wait, one more Shabbos. Even if the lechem were there for a month or whatever, there's no maximum, there's only a minimum. Okay, so sounds good. Why don't we go and say that the shulchan has a status like a kli sharis, which it is, it's a kli in the base of English, kli sharis, and it should become posel belina. Now why should it become posel belina? Because the kli sharis of the shulchan, you said a moment ago, according to Avua Dereb Oven, that the kli, although it cannot be mekadeshit to make it effective, but you can go and it's mekadesh li posel by the fact that this is on the shulchan so many days, and you haven't gone and been makter at the mezicha levoina, and the fact that the lechem is still there. Why didn't that become posel belina? Why didn't it become posel? Because although it's not makdeshit for purposes of likarev, but it's makdeshit li posel. As they freaked the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi is a third wide line. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do with this Bezicha Lavoina and the Lechem that was put on Sunday? Yanichenu ala Shulchan, Ad Shabbos. Just wait one more week until next Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, Tikri Shviti Apostle, Kivin the Klisharis Mekadshin, Shloi Bismanai. Since the Klisharis can be Mekadish something even though this man has not hit yet, li posel the kadosh shulchan es alechem mi echad b'shabbes li posel b'sidur shaloi b'zmanoi. Since you mesadur shaloi b'zmanoi, so why don't you go and say now the shulchan is mekadeshit to make it posel, and therefore how can you go and use it a week later? Wait another week. You can't wait another week. It should become posel by the fact that it's on the klisharis on the shulchan these yomim rabim when it should not have been. Amarava, getting back to the Gemara, Amarava, Manda Kamoisiv, Shaper Kamoisiv. The one that asks the Kasha is asking a starka Kasha. But it's Avudar of Oven Nami Masnisa Ka Amar. Well, what's the Gemara saying? Avudar of Oven is an Amoira. So if you ask a Kasha from a Bryce on an Amoira, that happens every day of the week. We have Kashas on Amoiroim from Bryces. The Amoiroim were all responsible to know the Mishnayis, so you don't normally find a Kasha from a Mishnah on an Amoira. But from a Brysa, so the Amoira did know the Brysa, didn't know the Brysa, he disagreed with the Brysa, he found another Brysa. Okay, but over here it's not a question that we're asking on Amoira, it's really a stira of Brysas. Why is it a stira of Brysas? Because back on the Amid Aleph, when Avuah did the oven brought it, he said, Tani Avuah did the oven, which means that Avuah did the oven brought a Brysa that is saying, not only did we learn in the Mishnah, that if you go and shech the carbon during the night, it becomes posel. But even if you go and do a kmitza during the night, it becomes posel. That's the price of Tony Avodah B'Oven. Why? Because Avodah B'Oven believes or explains that Mishnah, his analysis and his view is, like the Gemara said, Hu Tony V'Uamala, he explained, because although the klisharis are not Mekadesh Shaloi Bismanoi Li Karev, but they are Mekadesh Li Basel. Okay, so that was a Brysa. Now we have over here Masa Reb Zera Sidres Alechem, which is either a Mishnah or a Brysa Mesechus Menachis, and therefore we have now a clash between two Tanoim, between two Brysas, two Mishnayis, and therefore it's or at least a Mishnah and a Brysa. So it's not just we're asking a Kasha and a Moira. What are we going to do to end for this Kasha? He's not just saying in his own name, he's quoting a Brysa. Nikos Savar Laila Ain ah, because of a laila ain mechusas man, yoy mechusas man. Kimati beishimshi tikdash v'tipasul. What was the Gemara saying? What the Gemara is saying is that when you're talking about, there's a fundamental difference between the kmitza of a mincha and between the case of the lechem upon him and the bezicha levoina, which are on the shulchan. What's the difference? The difference is whether there's a chisorin of zman. What do you mean chisorin of zman? The Gemara says that when you're putting on the kemitza, when you're taking the kemitza out on during the night, you thought that it was during the day, but it turns out that it was at night. So you took the kemitza and you put it into the kli. Lemaisa, in another few minutes, it's going to be daybreak. So even though it's technically Laila, for sure, but that's not called Mechusar Zman, because it's the same day. This is the night, that's the day, the Erev Yevoike, Yehemachot, same day. So therefore, that's why the Klishoris can go and have enough Kedusha to go and passel the carbon, because it's the same day. However, Yoim Mechusar Zman, one day in between, were you to go and I can't think of the hypothetical so easily, but if you wanted to bring this carbon mincha lemushel on Tuesday and you mekadesh it on Monday, since these are totally different days, that's the Gemara calls mechusar zman. Of course, that is a ridiculous example, because who says you have to bring the carbon mincha on Tuesday? You can bring the carbon mincha on Monday. So by putting it into the kli on Monday, it may be Mechusar Zman vis-a-vis Tuesday, but it's not Mechusar Zman vis-a-vis Monday. Today it's a wonderful day, and therefore if you put it into the Klisharis, it's going to become a Kiddush, not only the Pasul, but also the Karev. So you better bring it quickly. But the Gemara says, when do we say Yom Mechusar Zman? Legabe the case of the Shulchan. What's the case of the Shulchan? Since the Shulchan, you're supposed to go and put the Bezicha Levoina and the Lechem on Shabbos, you did it on Sunday. So Sunday is a totally different day of Shabbos. And it's more than just it's Mechusar Zman of one day, it's really Mechusar Zman of 6 days, of a whole week, because you're supposed to do it on Shabbos and you're doing it on Sunday. So that's really out of the question. So you have a sutir?
No, go ahead.
So that's why the Gemara is distinguishing between one case and the other case. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Right, halfway down the wide lines, says Rashi, Avi Yoyim Mechusar Zman. Dover She'in Zmanoi Hayoyim. Well, actually, we should go back to the previous Rashi, because he explains the second half, he explains the Laila Mechusar Zman. Omer Rava, five lines into the wide lines. Omer Rava, Haite Kamoizu Shabbat, Kamoizu Vavu Derbav. The Moisvi Le Minei, the Kash that we asked from the Halacha Vavu Derbav. Lav Shmaitze Damiroi Omar. This is not a Shmaitze Damiroi. The name of the Itoisiv. You can go and say, okay, Avud Reb Ovin is an Amboira. I find the Bryce, I find the Mishnah. Okay, Tiyufta Reb Ovin, Tiyufta Tiyufta Avud Reb Ovin, Tiyufta. You can't say that. El Masisatan, El Techa Bryce. Utrichan on Uliashiv, Likshu Masisa Adodi. We have to somehow find an answer, so we shouldn't have a problem between a Bryce and a Mishnah. Vitortinu. How are we going to be matarif? Hachi kasavar tana de vur derbavin. Laila leham mechusar zman leham chisorin zman. Hoyin v'hoyse ru'uya li kodesh b'li kshores shachris. Since in another few minutes it is ra'uy to become a kodesh in the klishores. Hilka klishores mekach and akoyim is for laila. Since it's just a question of time when the klishores.
It's just a question of minutes, not days.
Exactly. Since it's only a question of minutes and not days, therefore not even hours. It's he thought it was Hamarashach, he thought it was Netzachama, he went outside, everybody said, yeah, it's lit up. Only a few minutes later, they realized it was moonlight and not sunlight. So therefore, the Klishoris is Mekadish the Koim. It's not Likorid, but Liposel, because although it's night, but it's not considered Mechusar Zman. Avil Yom Mechusar Zman, next Rashi. Dom She'en Zman HaYoyim, Ad Mochar, something that you're not supposed to do today, you're supposed to do it tomorrow. Var Yehu Mechusar Zman Yoyim Sholeim, Hav Chitzorin Zman. Ve Kol Shken Zeh, She'en Oy Zman HaLikodish, Ad Yoyim HaShabbos. Here's not one day or 2 days. We're talking about 6 days from Sunday until Shabbos. So then certainly it's Mechusar Zman. Since it's Mechusar Zman, then the Klisharis will not be Mekadish after all. Ah, so that's the Teretz L'choira, the Sira that we had between Avud Reb Ovin's Bryce and the Amud Aleph, and this Mishnah here on the Amud Beis from the case of the Lechem Apon. So getting back to the Gemara, now the Gemara asks a follow-up question, a brilliant question. Kimati Beishimshi Tiktosh Vitifso. So then, why don't we now fast forward from Sunday? Now let's go to Friday night. If the Lechem Aponim and the Vezicha Levoina are still on the Shulchan Friday night is already one day with the next day, Shabbos. Ah, so it's no longer Mechusar Zman, just like we said, Laila Mechusar Zman. And just like we said that the Klisharis in which you put the Kemitza in prematurely 5 minutes before daybreak, that is, makes the klisharis is mekadish the mincha or the klitza li pasel. Why don't we say that the shulchan will now be mekadish the lechem upon him and the bezicha levoina that you put on prematurely? The fact that it was put on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, that doesn't bother me because that's mechusis mat. But now it's still there on Friday night on the shulchan. Now it's as if I'm putting it on the shulchan right now as we speak.
So we ignore the entire time before Friday afternoon, it didn't exist?
Exactly. That's the Morit Kasha. So Kimoti Bei Shimshi, until Friday night, I agree with you. Mechus Zman, nothing happened. You put it on, it looks like you put it on the Shulchan. Zugunish Mekush. But now it's there. Now it's there Friday night. So Ibazoi, Tiktosh Betifso. Let the Shulchan be like the Klisharis of the Kemitza, and now let it go and be Mekadish, not Li Korei, but Li Pasel. It's a parallel case. Mark gives two answers. Amravina, Shekhar the Sukkai. Even though we said there in the Mishnah, leave it on until next Shabbos. What the Mishnah didn't tell you, and that's what Ravina tells us, make sure by the time it gets Friday night, right before the Zman, take the Lechem upon him off of the Shulchan, so that it should not become Mekudish after all.
So
when are you going to be Mesadrit again? You're going to be Mesadrit the next morning when everybody wakes up. But leave it off the Shulchan throughout the night.
So yes. The decisive moment for the Lechem upon him is Bein HaShemashos Friday afternoon. That's the moment when it is vulnerable to becoming puzzled.
No, not the Bein HaShemashos. It's actually Friday night. So take it off before Friday night.
Yeah, before Friday night, because Friday night is as Shabbos enters. If it's on there incorrectly, then it becomes puzzled.
It's just like the case of the Kemitza that you put in the Klisharis before daybreak.
Right.
It's now no longer Mechusas Mat. Laila la Mechusas Mat. So now that it's Laila, it's officially Friday night. Of course, you have to take it off a few minutes before because you don't know exactly when night begins.
Right.
It's the Bein HaShemashos. But it's not the Shmashes that will be Mekadosh the Apostle. It's the Laila that will be Mekadosh the Apostle. So make sure that there is no Lechem upon him on the Shulchan when it gets night. So at Lechzen, the same time that your wife is going lighting the candles.
She's now take off the Lechem upon him from the Shulchan.
Exactly.
And then you put it back on Shabbos morning.
Exactly right. That's the Teretz of Ravina.
Well, so the whole issue was that you put on the Lechem upon him on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So now comes Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The danger.
So here, but it still hasn't. I thought we said it had to be 7 days.
Absolutely.
And then you leave it on until the following week.
Exactly correct.
Once you take it off Erev Shabbos, you leave it on.
Right.
You put it on Shabbos morning, and you leave it on for a week.
All 7 days.
But you do. So week one.
It should be Mechusar Yom. It's still Mechusar.
No. But you leave it on, and you put it back on Shabbos morning. Now you leave it on for a full week, so it is a full term.
I understand how it works to get the full week, but I don't understand why Friday night.
Because it's vulnerable to becoming pusle at that moment, so you want to remove it from that danger of becoming pusle at a time when it can become pusle on the Shulchan. So you remove it, and then you re-enter it onto the Shulchan Shabbos morning. You leave it there a week, and then it's kosher.
We're talking about 13. How many days later is this?
It's 13 days later.
13 days later. 13 days later.
Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. Look at the Rashi, Kimoti Bei Shimshi, 8, 9, 10 lines on the bottom. Kimoti Bei Shimshi, to Leili Shabbos, when it's becoming our Bein HaShemashos, now it's becoming nightfall. At night, she Re'uya Li Kaddish Machar. Now it's like the case of the Kemitza. Now it's right to Mekaddish the next
it's
day.
Just like, it's just a parallel to breakfast before dawn on a normal day.
Exactly. Tekaddish Ol Shulchan, Teka Amris, didn't we just establish Laila Ein Mechusas Man? Not that it's going to become Kaddish Li Korev, but it should become Kaddish Li Pasel Mishum Sidr Laila Ulashachris Nefsel Belini. You'll wake up in the morning and you say, it became Pasel the previous night because you had no business being Mekadosh and Belila. You can tell me Klisharis is not Mekadosh. It's not Mekadosh Li Karev, but it's Mekadosh Li Pasel. So the whole thing became Pasel. And now the next morning it's Pasel Li. Oh no, so we got Tzuris. Therefore, says Imar, Shekadim Silkan, some of the Chashenka, Erev Shabbos. Take it off.
But not continuously, because you take it off Erev Shabbos and you leave it.
Before you did that, you had it the whole, you had it at least 7 days.
You had 6 days. You had Sunday through Friday afternoon.
Now we're in the 13th day. We're now the week later.
Well, okay, then from Shabbos to Shabbos. Yeah, you left it there.
I was vulnerable because you had the time, but you're not, so it's possible. It becomes puzzle.
Right. It's machshir to puzzle.
Right. Machshir could have. It could have been Machshir. It could have been Machshir.
Right. But you sidestepped it. You took it out of the vulnerable zone on the period of Friday afternoon till Shabbos morning.
Right. Exactly right.
And then restored it on Shabbos morning, left there full term. Okay. It's fully baked on the Shulchan, as it were, and then you can...
Then it'll be fine.
Then you can matir it with the Bezichah Levona and eat it.
The Chacham was the Bezichah at that point, you could theoretically, it's Roy to be Bekarav. But you can't be Makar.
You're talking about Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
Because it's not Mechusas night. It's Mechusas man in the sense that you can't go and be Makdash it. And then you can't go and be Makdash it because it's at night. It's not during the day. However, because it's the night of the following day, it's not Mechusas man. So therefore the Klisharis can be Mekadosh li Pasul. Exactly right.
Do you remove the Lechem and the Bezichon Levona or just the Lechem?
I think just the Lechem, because the Lechem are the ones that
But the Bezichon is the Mater.
That's for sure.
So it's kind of like the Kmitza.
Take it all off.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Mar doesn't go into it.
Clear
but
it
you have, a good point. So that's Rav it. Mar Zutra Bisem Rav Ashi, Omer Afilu Teima B'Shaloi Koda Mesoka. I have an Eitz even without... What's the Eitzah? Kimin shesidroi shaloi kimitzvasei nasa kimoi shesidroi hakoif. What the Gemara is saying is there's a fundamental difference between the case of the kmitza that was done at night and the person who put the lechem upon him and the bzicha levoina on Sunday. The person who did the kmitza at night, after all, it was an innocent mistake. And therefore, what din did it have? Since it happens to be laila la mechusas man, and therefore it's deemed to be as if it's a one with the day. So even though the klisharis can be mekadosh the karev, because it could be mekadosh li pasim. However, here we're talking about the lechem upon him. Where was the lechem upon him? You put it on Sunday. Putting it on Sunday is a meaningless act, because you can't do anything on Sunday. It's got to be put on Shabbos. In fact, 6 days later, Shabbos comes, nothing happened. You have to leave it a full additional 7 days. So that you put it on the Shulchan, all of that was commissioned. If it didn't have any religious efficacy, any effectiveness whatsoever. And so therefore, even though Friday night comes along, it is not deemed to be that you put it on Friday. Had you put it on Friday night, then you'd have a good point. But you didn't put the lechem panim. You put the lechem on panim back on Sunday. So that was a meaningless act.
Friday night after Shabbos starts, it's already attached to the Shabbos daytime when you'd be allowed to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it on mistakenly, if it was empty, the shulchan was empty, and you put it on illegally Friday night, mm-hmm. at midnight, let's say, because that nighttime is attached to Shabbos daytime, that's already considered an illegal act to pasul it.
Yeah, but was it on the Mizbeach for a week, or just putting it for the first time now on Friday night?
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
Rashi said the only reason is because Rashi said the lady Shabbos he ruuya lekadish mochar. That's why it becomes the mekudish al shulchan. I go back to Rashi. Kimoti beishimshi.
Right, the lady Shabbos
he ruuya lekadish mochar. It's roy to become your example, and you put it on for the first time Friday night. It's not roy lekadish mochar. You got to wait another week.
I see.
So it's a week later. Look at the list, Rashi.
So the run up till Shabbos, then it has that quality.
Right, exactly.
It's already nominated to be to have kedushas aguf to be pasul.
Exactly. Look at the last Rashi. Nasik my shidrei koyf shuli midatoy. The word koif over here, of course, is not a very nice term.
A monkey.
A monkey. So it's saying that the person that put it on Sunday was shloim midat. He wasn't thinking. Shari nister koidim leil Shabbos al shulchan b'shoshu mechusas man. The loydami lekoimet shenikmets v'layla v'lechem shenizda b'leil Shabbos t'la mechusas manu the kodesh apostle. If you put the kmitz at night and the next morning you're going to bring it for a carbon, or you masada at night and the next day it would be mekudosh, that is not a mechusas man, the kodesh apostle. Because of the fact that it was all a maaser koyf, even when this man comes, the shulchan still won't be mekadosh it. You're going to have to take it off, you're going to have to put it back on again. So now it should have a din of placing it on the shulchan properly.
Did you
see
that Rashi again?
Last Rashi? Sure. Maybe you missed the parentheses because we left them out. Nasigemoshe sidre hakoyf. Shulimidate means this person that put it on Sunday, he was not doing it with his seichel. Why? Shari nister koidim leil Shabbos al shulchan. You're not supposed to go put it on the shulchan during the week. B'shoshu mechusas man. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's all mechusas man because it's not Shabbos. So it's not like the top case that we had with avua dirab oven. We had a kamitza you marked about balayla, or lechem shnitz balayla Shabbos to lav mechusers manhu the kaddish liposel. Had you gone and did the kamitza at night or been masada the leil Shabbos, so that's not mechusers man
on Friday night.
Exactly,
because it's connected, because it's connected to Shabbos.
Exactly, it's not mechusers man. Now it has kedusha, not likarev. But the apostle, skip the parentheses. Okay, so here's money. When this man occurs, ain't a shulchan mekadshoy. The shulchan is not going to go and be mekadshit in our case. Why? Because you put it on Sunday. It's a ma'isa koyif with shaloi mitatzer. So it's as if you never put it on the shulchan. It's only a virtual putting on the shulchan. It's not the real mekoy putting on the shulchan. It's not a
halakha. No religious efficacy.
No religious efficacy.
Day beautiful. So day six is when he's taking it off and putting it back on again.
Exactly.
Not day 13, he's doing it on day 6, so you'll have a full week.
Exactly, and then he stores it on Shabbos morning, and then stays there the full 7-day term.
Yes, money in a shulchan mekadshi, you're going to have to take it off
for Shabbos, and then
put it back on. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, Zagi Ben Satkazir.